This is Kath Temple with Parental Timeline Reimprinting. When you think about core states, those states that make you feel so good, you may begin to think about the state of love, probably the highest frequency emotion. And you might think about a state like peace, again, a high frequency enlightened emotion. And the state of power, that sense of your own agency, the sense that you can make things happen in this lifetime. Power, the Tibetans say, power, it means light. And I always think we should wear our power lightly, but also remember just how powerful we are. Imagine for a moment that just in front of you is a timeline of your present, your future, and your past. Imagine it right there in the space in front of you. And now imagine walking beside your timeline to the point just before your conception. Imagine stepping into the moment just before your conception, facing towards your past. As you look towards the past, imagine two timelines, one for your mother and one for your father, in the time before your conception. Just notice now, which side is your mother's? Which side is your father's? And notice also, who do you want to give these core states to first, your mother or your father? Whichever parent it is, imagine looking down their timeline, all the way back to just before their conception. And now see your grandparents standing there, just before they conceived your mother or your father. Now send over to your grandparents the states of love, the state of peace, and the state of power, or power, until you can see that they're completely filled up with those core states. And now imagine your mother or your father being conceived into this environment, simply absorbing those amazing core states from their parents. Imagine your grandparents as loving and nurturing. And now imagine your mother or your father developing in the womb, being born, and then growing into an adult, where he or she can continue absorbing more and more and more of those core states. Just by osmosis, they're just absorbing more and more and more. And allow him or her to grow up until they're old enough to conceive you. And now look down your other parents' timeline, all the way back to just before their conception, and see your grandparents standing there just before they conceived your mother or your father. Now send over to the grandparents love, peace, and power, until they're completely filled up with those states. And now imagine your mother or your father being conceived into this environment, just absorbing those wonderful states from their parents. Imagine your grandparents as loving and nurturing. And now watch and listen to your mother or your father developing in the womb, being born and growing into an adult where he or she can continue absorbing more and more and more of those amazing core states, love, peace, power, just by osmosis, just absorbing more and more and more, and allow him or her to grow up until they're old enough to conceive you. And now both your parents are filled with those amazing core states, amazing core states. And now that they're completely filled with those core states, when you're ready, you can turn around and step into the moment of your conception, being totally surrounded with those core states of love, peace, and power. You're now just a single cell in a universe that is filled up with core states of love, peace, and power. And you can completely absorb those states just by osmosis. When you become two cells, of course, those core states can double. And when you become four cells, they can quadruple. You can continue developing as the core states develop within you, and you continue absorbing even more and more from what is all around you. And then when you're ready, take a half step forward into the moment of your birth, being born into a family that supports your having the wonderful core states of love, peace, and power. And as you're held by your parents for the first time, you can rest in love, in peace, and in power, and absorb even more love and peace and power from them. And now at your own speed, slowly or quickly, move forward through time, both allowing those core states to grow within you and continuing to absorb the core states from the outside until you've reached the present. Having those states of love, peace, and power in each of your experiences can transform them in powerful, resourceful ways. And take your time and then stop when you reach the present. And now that you've reached the present, notice how things are further transformed as you watch and listen to yourself move on into the future with the core states of love and peace and power building even more and more, fully available to you now in all situations. And now we have one more step to do to really lock in these core states. Imagine stepping off your timeline and let's walk back beside your timeline again to the point just before your conception. In a moment, you can step back into your conception and up through your past again. And this time, with the core states of love and peace and power coming from inside of you, and your parents behaving the way you remember them. Do this quickly, allowing the new connections and transformations to take place on an unconscious level all the way up to the present. And then see yourself going into the future with the core states of love and peace and power coming now from inside of you fully, fully available to you, even when those around you aren't in touch with those states within themselves. And now give great thanks that those amazing states, those powerhouse states of love, peace, and power reign within your sovereign territory. The keys to freedom are all within you now. And so mote it be, and so mote it be, and so mote it be. My love to you this day.